been looking at this coming season of Lent. Ash Wednesday, when you're listening to this, is already past. And so we're looking towards 40 days of making some changes in our life. Now, we don't have to do them, but it's really good to do a fearless and moral inventory of ourselves and to reflect like Jesus was when he was in the wilderness for 40 days. You know, on the Roman calendar, which is what we use, the Roman Greco calendar, February, the name February comes from the Latin word fibura. Now, my Latin's not much better than my English, but what it means is to cleanse. And it's a month-long festival on the old Roman calendar of purification and atonement. So I think Lent season that we practice in the church comes from some of the old-timey traditions, even from the Latin word for February. But what I wanted to focus on for a minute as we think about stuff, I entitled my message this week, Protect Your Spirit. You know, it's easy to, kind of protect our physical aspects. You know, we watch what we do. We watch what we eat. But, you know, our spirit is just as vulnerable. And we need to protect it. And I was thinking about, because God's given us all an assignment. We all have assignments here in this world. And abilities. He's given us assignments and abilities to carry out those assignments. Now, sometimes we might miss our assignment or something that goes awry that we don't pay that much attention to it. But I want you to think about this. Deep within the human spirit is a desire and a capability to do wonderful things. Because we were made in the image of God and we inherited from Him the desire to create. We are co-creators with God. That's how we get our families and we have children. We co-create with God to accomplish, to make things happen. But God would not give us these desires and abilities without the means to carry them out. Means are called abilities or talent. Now, I don't have the talent of singing or playing musical instruments, but thank God He has given me some talents in some other areas. And these are gifts that God has given to us to help us accomplish great things for Him. That we say that we are called according to His will and purpose, not ours, but His. And we need to find that out. So, how we use or misuse these abilities ultimately determines the quality of life that we have. The quality being defined not as comfort or accumulation of things, but in terms of character, joy, and lasting satisfaction. J.C. Watts said one time when somebody asked, well, what do you mean about character? Well, character is what you do when nobody's looking. And I always thought about that. There's so much truth in that. But our goal is to first discover our abilities and then exercise them. Then finally channel them towards good, not for evil. God has empowered each and every one of us with these special abilities, and nobody in this old wide world is left empty-handed. But it's how we use these abilities is up to us. Because our spirit, we are vulnerable to the world, and we are in the different things. Now, not all of us have the same abilities or the same gifts, and I understand that. But, you know, one of the things we'll say, well, I really don't know what my gift is. Well, we used to have a little thing in the church that we would do spiritual gifts tests and try to find out your spiritual gift. And it was pretty accurate. It was, let you see, but, you know, think about this. What do you like to do and what are you good at? That's pretty much how your spiritual gift would do, your natural ability for something. And so think about these things as we try to do whatever we can in order to protect our spirit. Because whether or not we want to realize it, we are in constant spiritual warfare. We are spirit, the devil's a spirit, and we are always with this bouncing back between good and evil, because he is the god of this world. Make no thoughts about otherwise. He is the god of this world. But we serve the God, the creator, and he has given us a spirit to battle this old boy who is the god of this world. But in order to be effective on this battlefield, a soldier, and that's what we are, we're in the army of the Lord, a soldier must be both well trained and properly equipped. The warrior must have access as well to the defensive strongholds and offensive weaponry. He or she knows the enemy and has to be on alert for a surprise attack. Jesus said to test the spirit to make sure it's me. So in our spiritual battle with this old dude called Satan, the deceiver, the devil, we are determined. He is determined to destroy our faith by leading us into sin and discouragement. You know why there's so much sin in the world? Ooh, sin's fun. But the consequences, not so good. So Satan attacks with brilliant and blatant temptation and deceptive lies. Now, he knows the scriptures, but what he does with the scripture is he'll just twist it a little bit to amplify his hideous ways of trying to get you to go astray. The Bible, though, teaches that the best weapon for this warfare is the Word of God. You remember maybe a month ago, well, it was probably before COVID, and when Tina and the youth group, and they came over to the sanctuary with a little play, and they made images and different things about spiritual warfare, where it says in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies and tricks of the devil. That's what we need. You know, you go through all that, you read those scriptures, and they talk about the breastplate of righteousness and all that. You need to do that. Fill yourself with the Word of God. That is the best spiritual defense that you can get. Because spiritual warfare necessities is what we need to prepare. Prepare ourselves through prayer, faith, truth, to defeat our spiritual enemy. It's something that only we can do. Now, I would like to say that we can all maybe, you know, help each other to defend against a lot of different things, but we are the only one that we can defend our spirit, because we are vulnerable. But you can protect your spirit, because you know it says in the Bible, absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's our blessed hope that we have in Christ. So protect your spirit and keep your spirit filled with the goodness of God. And all these things then will be added unto you. So keep your chin up, so to speak, and go into this world. Is what I do in the morning. Now, this is crazy, and I know, but this is old Ralphie. I open the door, and it's a beautiful day outside, and I'll say, ha ha, hello world, this is Ralphie, I'm coming out, but don't mess with me, because I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. I am going to be in this world, and I know that, but I'm not of the world, because Jesus has protected me. So keep your rotten, filthy hands off of me. And when he starts getting temptation or do different things to try to trick me up, I do what Jesus taught when he was in the wilderness. Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. Yeah, he can't tempt God's people. He can try, but then use what Jesus said. Get out of here, devil. Get thee behind me, for it is written that I am a child of the living God, and you can't touch me. Spiritual warfare. We need to do that. We need to be able to just fight, because this old world, as good as it is and lovely as it is and wonderful it is, it can be treacherous. But we are in a training program until he either comes for us, which I hope and pray that we're the generation that won't experience physical death, what we call the rapture. And I think that's a pretty good deal. Don't know if it's going to happen or not. I ain't saying that it will. But I like the promise that it's possible. And that we could be the generation that will receive that, as Jesus talked about learning the parable of the fig tree. But if not, then we have to be prepared. Because then when we go to heaven, God wants well-trained saints in heaven to return with him to set up his kingdom here on earth. You can read about that in that little book of Jude. There's only one chapter. But in the meantime, boy, oh boy, you join man's army, 6 to 8 weeks, boom, you're out there and you're ready to go, maybe. But when you join the Lord's army, you're in training for the rest of your life until he either comes for us or we go to be with him. Well, I hope and pray this little talk or thoughts or whatever you might want to call it. If it's like a smorgasbord. I know there's a lot there. But take what you need. That's the way it is with the Bible. Don't get overwhelmed with the Bible, because it can overwhelm you, because there's so much wonderful things in there. But just take it like eating an elephant. Do it one scripture at a time. And anyhow. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. So we have a lot of ways to keep ourselves up for this challenge of the training program to get ready for heaven and the blessings of being here in this wonderful earth that God had created for us. What a wonderful thing. We do have some prayer concerns. We list the prayer concerns and so forth in the bulletin, and sometimes we get some that people put in the offering plate, but we always lift those up, even if I don't get to lift them up on the recordings or anything like that. Whenever we get those, Phil and I will give them to me, and I'll lift them up in prayer, because intercessory prayer is so important. But one of the greatest things to know is what's taking place when Jesus was on the cross. You know, for years and years and years, the people of this earth thought, well, they had to go to the priest in order to talk to God, or he had to be their intercessor. Well, when Jesus was on the cross and when he gave up the ghost, the veil in that temple was rent in two. Okay, so what's that mean? It means we have direct access to the holies of holies, where God is. And you can come in there in the name of Jesus. So you don't need a 1-800 number or anything. God wants to talk to you. God loves you. He wants to hear from you. He wants to talk to you, and he wants you to talk to him. Just like having a conversation with anybody. But who is your very best friend? Jesus. God manifested in the flesh. The perfect intercessor. So we do lift up all the prayers that was mentioned aloud, and we know some are not mentioned aloud. So we bring those to the throne of grace too. And more importantly, we close this little segment with the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. As we pray together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless. Have a wonderful day.